From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, July 12, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Barry Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the U.S. Postal Service will brief the Claverick Town Board and the public on its proposal for a new Mellonville post office this week. At the meeting, to be held on Thursday, July the 13th, postal officials will present an overview of the proposal, take questions, and solicit feedback. The lease on the existing post office, which is located on Route 217 just west of Philmont, will expire in mid-2018, and the property owner has indicated the lease will not be renewed. Postal officials are looking for a new location where a modular unit can be erected. The Claverick Town Board will meet at 7 p.m. on Thursday, July the 13th at Claverick Town Hall, 836 Highway 217 in Philmont. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the town of Cairo is the location for a new tiny house resort. The resort is located on 28 acres in South Cairo, off Route 23B, just past Silver Spur Road on the Catskill Creek. It is expected to open in mid-August. The tiny structures will be between 100 and 400 feet in size and have water, gas, electric, Wi-Fi, TV, air conditioning, septic, and both indoor and outdoor cooking facilities. There will be four houses located on the property. The project was approved by the Cairo Planning Board in May. Planning Board Chairman Ray Pacifico said, and I quote, "It's a clean, good commercial type business. I think it would be good. It would increase our tax base, which always helps. It's more higher end, targeting upscale clients," end quote. Owner Bob Malkin plans to seek approval at the state level for additional houses. He said, and I quote, "Next year we hope to have 18 houses up," end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting that the town of Kinderhook Democratic Committee has endorsed its slate of candidates for the November 7th election. The committee gave the nod to Jake Samascott and Bernadette Powis for town board and incumbent John Richel for highway superintendent. Samascott owns and manages the family business, Samascott Orchards. He has served for 8 years on the town planning board. Powis has lived in Kinderhook for more than 15 years. She is a retired psychiatric and medical nurse practitioner. Richel is a 50-year veteran of the highway department. Anthony Fiducia reports in the Columbia Green Media that the Cairo Town Board voted unanimously last week to combine its sidewalk construction project with a similar sidewalk project in Greenville. Cairo Town Supervisor Daniel Benoit said the towns could possibly both save several thousand dollars in design and oversight costs by combining the projects and also lure bigger firms to make bids on the combined projects. Benoit said, and I quote, "DOT pulled me aside during a meeting at DOT headquarters in Albany, along with Greenville, and told us that we might want to consider joining our projects together," end quote. In Greenville, where sidewalks haven't been upgraded since 1977, the town will replace and extend existing sidewalks along Route 32 about 100 feet to Garland Lane. In Cairo, a new sidewalk will be built from Cairo Elementary School to the Hannaford Supermarket beginning in August 2018. You can read that full story in HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the Marine Corps aircraft that crashed in Mississippi, killing all 16 aboard on July the 10th, was assigned to the Air National Guard base at Stewart Airport in Orange County. The Associated Press reported that some of those killed were active duty Marines and reservists based at Stewart. Cuomo tweeted just before July 11th, and I quote, "Saddened to learn the crew of yesterday's Marine Corps crash was based at Stewart ANGB. Keep them in your thoughts," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Finally, on July the 10th, Claverick Town officials met to discuss a proposed planned development district law so that Amador Homes can build an almost 700-unit mixed-use development on Route 9H. Clabber Glass updated their zoning in 2015, and Planning Board member Gretchen Stern said previous zoning efforts always put off creating a planned development district law. Now, though, Amador Homes needs the law if its so-called mixed-use proposal, residential would be on one side of 9H, commercial development on the other, is to be allowed on the site just south of Route 66. Not much about the proposal was discussed at the meeting, as representatives for Amador Homes talked mostly about the proposed new law they need first before they can take their development to the planning board. Some facts did come out in the meeting. There is no town water or sewer on the site, and less than 50% of the site, perhaps as low as 30%, would be open space. Over 50 residents of the area spilled out of a packed Claverick Town Hall to hear the presentation, ask questions, and voice their opinions. All speaking seemed wary of such a large proposal in the town of 6,021, with an almost 700-unit housing proposal that could add somewhere between 1,400 and 2,000 people to the town, as well as big-box chain stores that could run local mom-and-pop stores out of business. You can hear the entire recording of the July 10th Claverick Town meeting on the WGXC Newsroom website, WGXC.org. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. today. A chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 p.m. Isolated to scattered thunderstorms are possible. There is a marginal risk for severe weather, with the main threats being gusty winds and large hail. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny today with a high near 84 degrees. For Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 66. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 83 degrees. Thursday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be cloudy with a low around 63. And on Friday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be cloudy with a high near 70 degrees. Friday night, showers likely mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Sunrise today was at 5:28 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:32 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, about 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 12th day of July, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.